Well, as the festival season rolls around, there's some real iconic things happening in Sydney. Lyndon Terracini, the boss of Opera Australia, it all kicks off for you with the New Year's Eve performance, eh?
Oh, it does, Bill. It's a great night, and everyone has a fantastic time. We now have two big shows on New Year's Eve, so people can come to either one and then see the fireworks. They can see the 9 o'clock fireworks and the midnight fireworks. But we have La Boheme in the Joan Sutherland Theatre, which is a fantastic production with, you know, some of the greatest singers in the world singing in it. And then we, at the same time in the concert hall in the Sydney Opera House, we have the biggest hits from opera. And again, we have some of the most fantastic singers singing their hearts out.
Tell me about that show.
Oh, well, we finish it with Nessun Dorma that everyone will know
from yeah.
The three tenors. And there's an American fellow, Arnold Rawls, and I tell you, this guy, he sings it better than anyone, including Pavarotti. He hangs onto that high note at the end, and the audience goes so mad. Everyone's on their feet, screaming and cheering, and it's just one of the greatest.
And then the fireworks can go off, mate.
And then the fireworks go off, exactly. Look, it's New Year's Eve in Sydney. You know, it's such a great time of the year. The weather is fantastic, and everyone around the world wants to know what New Year's Eve is like in Sydney.
And then there's the hugely popular opera in the Domain. What can we expect this time?
Well, again, in the Domain, it's a great night because, you know, people can come. It's free, totally free, and we have tens of thousands of people there. And again, it's the great arias that people know from the best operas they know, from Carmen, from Magic Flute, from La Boheme, from Turandot. All their greatest favourites, all the biggest arias, and it's such a fantastic night. We have our own orchestra, the Australian Opera and Ballet Orchestra is there, and the chorus. Look, I love the Domain because, you know, everyone can come and see a fantastic show. They haven't got to buy a ticket. They can bring their kids and just enjoy a beautiful night in Sydney. And it's an important thing for us to do as well because, you know, we want to give back to the people of Sydney and Australia. And at this time of the year, it's a perfect thing for us to do.
And early next year, you've got the Mozart favourite, The Magic Flute. That's a great family show too, isn't it?
It is. It's a great, great show for families. Julie Taymor, who directed The Lion King, directed it. And we managed to do this as a co-production with the Metropolitan Opera in New York. And it's a fantastic show for kids. It's all in English. We've cut it down, so it's just a shortened version. But all the best music is there. It's very funny, and everyone will see those, you know, the designs that were in The Lion King that were so fantastic. And it's a terrific show. We do it every year, and it's incredibly popular. And I'm pleased that we're able to do it every year because people love it.
Now, Lyndon, you told me before how you used to sing. Do you ever get envious of the performers at this time of year?
That's a good question, Bill. Oh, no, I don't. You know,
you don't?
Honestly, we've got such terrific people now. And I sit there, and this is absolutely the truth. I sit there in the theatre or in the Domain or at Honda Opera on Sydney Harbour or in the concert hall, and I think, oh, my God, these people are so talented, and it's so wonderful just to hear them sing this music so magnificently.
So, Lyndon Terracini, thanks so much for talking to us tonight, and we'll all see you there.
It's a great pleasure, Bill. Thank you for talking to me.